This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On talk radio.
Working Man by Rush. Gotta put it in there.
There you go. Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Saluting the workforce of the Northern Plains today. A few more shout-outs before we move on from this inspiring conversation. Thank you for the shout-outs. We appreciate it. Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. Every auction is online these days. You know that? And today, they got quite the day at Pipers. Their annual Western Dakota land auction is happening. So they have a whole host of auctions that are happening today. Different parcels at different times. The 370 acres in Morton County will start at 11 today. Oliver County at noon today. And then just keep rolling through. Slope County, Adams County tomorrow. Bunch of land, 1,000 acres in one parcel, 948 in another. Go to Pipers.com to see the whole list. Their 16th annual Western Dakota land auction today and tomorrow. And there is some great land up for auction online today and tomorrow. Pipers.com. Any questions, call 877-700-4099. America's land auctioneer, living up to their reputation today. All right, let's see here. What else do we have to get in the way of shout-outs before we welcome our next guest? Some really good suggestions here today. Shout-out to anyone and everyone that used to be considered an essential worker now losing their jobs because they don't agree with Biden administration mandates. Texter says, want to shout-out to Jesse Yonner, Cass County Sheriff. Thanks to you and all the great people at the Cass County Sheriff's Department for what you do. Back to blue.
Amen. Got a text. I would like to give a shout out to Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
There you go. shout out to priests and clergy. Thankless job. They give it up a lot. Daycare providers, so everyone else can go to work. That's right. Propane drivers, keep your house warm. Bring the farmers dryer gas. Can't forget about them. Another suggestion for a bumper song, Kev. Merle Haggard, Working Man Blues.
Working Man Blues. Saw that.
Exactly.
What's
right.
Up next?
Is it? Okay, good. Texter says, when I do a tip at a restaurant, I always ask them to give some to the dishwasher. They're the ones that make it all happen. We haven't had a shout-out to the dishwashers today. Love it. How about a salute to the workers at Central Dakota Humane Society Mandan? Those folks work tirelessly to help rehabilitate abandoned, sick, abused, fearful dogs and cats. Their work never ends. All right. And shout out to all those workers who actually show up for work these days. Another good one. How about the oil field workers? No matter the weather, you can't stop them from punching holes in the ground, bringing up the sweet stuff. Sweet Bakken crude. I love it. And one last one here. My husband is a barber in Northbrook. To him and all the barbers and cosmetologists who stand behind a chair with arms held in a steady position, only move a couple of feet in a half a circle for 8 or more hours every day. There you go. Thank you for that. Appreciate all of you. Well, shout out to the workforce today. Our next guest is Catherine Helgesbergum. She is the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota. Recovery Reinvented is next week. Shout out to you, Catherine, and all those that are helping end the stigma. Taking on that stigma head on and saying, you know what? Speaking of the workforce and speaking of our workforce needs, a lot of folks out there are unable to be in the workforce because of an addiction. And if we end the stigma, get them help they need, put them back in the workforce, that's going to help as well. So, all part of the effort next week for Recovery Reinvented. Welcome back, Catherine. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm so good. Thank you so much. And wow, what a perfect way to start the show. You said everything so perfectly and eloquently. And I just want to say one little thing. A little birdie told me that you might have a birthday coming up tomorrow. And we don't have to talk, you know, details like age and everything, but I just want to wish you a happy birthday early.
Thank you so much.
How does she know that?
I don't know, but, you know, I always try to get through my birthday.
He tries to hide and run under the radar on this.
Yeah, really?
No kidding.
Now the first lady's giving me a shout out for crying out loud, so I can't hide tomorrow. But thank you, Catherine. It's kind of you. Yeah, that's exactly right. Only 57, so, you know, just but a pup. So no worries there. Yes, exactly. And I don't avoid my birthday because of the age thing. I just, you know, don't like the fuss. But anyway, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. So tell us what's all coming together for Recovery Reinvented next week.
Well, you know, it's going to be another great day. You know, this will be the fifth time we're going to be doing Recovery Reinvented, that the governor and I will be hosting it. It's a huge group team effort, and you know, it's a great day full of incredible speakers. We have at least 10 North Dakotans telling their story about how the disease of addiction has impacted their lives throughout the day. We are going to be giving awards to champions that are really making a difference in their communities relative to behavioral health, mental health, and addiction. You know, we also are going to be, you know, one of the big highlights this year is that we're going to be talking about the results of a survey that we did last summer to really figure out, okay, how are we doing on this sort of battle against ending the stigma of the disease of addiction? And we had over 2,300 North Dakotans take this survey last summer, which, you know, thank you, North Dakota, because apparently the researcher who helped us with it, she said, she's never seen that many people show up for a survey. And, you know, but I think that what it really indicates is that people are deeply affected by this topic and they really want to provide input. And that researcher is actually going to be sharing the results of the survey with us. So it's going to be a great day. I mean, we've got, you know, every year we've got something new, something unique. And mostly it's, you know, it's an opportunity for people to get together either online or in person and, you know, help people know that there, you know, there's resources available. And just by telling stories, we will help people, you know, have the courage to reach out for help.
What most about recovery is in need of reinvention?
Well, good question. Well, the biggest thing about recovery is the reinvention part is a lot related to stigma. You know, it's related to the stigma associated with people that struggle with this disease. And we need to keep reinventing how we look at recovery so that people will tell their story more. They'll talk about recovery like they're recovering from any other disease, like diabetes, you know, or heart disease. And so we need to continue to normalize the conversation. And in doing so, we will be reinventing recovery so that, you know, recovery is like a recovery from any other, you know, illness or disease that people recover from.
And if you're successful in this ongoing mission, and it isn't a one-off, that's why I applaud you for the Recovery Reinvented platform, because it's really just all year long. I mean, there's 24/7 conversations about this because of Recovery Reinvented. What will be the ultimate goal, the ultimate outcome? If you're successful reinventing recovery, what happens?
Well, the ultimate goal is, again, that, you know, there is no stigma associated with this disease. You know, there's no need to have a building on the edge of town where people need to go for treatment. You know, that building, that function is a part of a hospital system. You know, you've got a wing that's focused on the cancer. You know, maybe the Mayo Clinic's going to have a wing that's focused on the disease of addiction, and we're not going to have, you know, separate buildings in our communities. It's all integrated into healthcare. You know, that's one thing. You know, and then there's also just not going to be this issue about, you know, hiring people that have struggled with the disease of addiction. You know, there's not going to be discrimination. The thing about stigma is there's really three key components of that, and it's prejudice, it's stereotyping, and discrimination. And really, when we can eliminate the stigma, you know, all those prejudice, stereotypes, you know, all that can go away. And so that, again, is the ultimate goal. And, there's so many people across our nation focusing on, you know, eliminating stigma. And part of what we need to do is, you know, just keep telling the stories about how people recover. People become the faces and voices of recovery so that, you know, when somebody's telling their story, people are looking at them like, well, wow, I never thought you would be someone that struggled with an opioid addiction or alcoholism. And so the more we have the faces and voices telling the stories, again, that's just going to eliminate the stigma. And ultimately, when you eliminate stigma, people will reach out for help. When there is stigma, people struggle alone. I struggled for 20 years with my alcoholism because I did not reach out for help because of the stigma. And then once I got into recovery, I'd been in recovery for 15 years and I never talked about it until I became First Lady. And, you know, it's like something in my life, you know, tapped me on the shoulder and you know, said, okay, it's time to walk through that door. And, you know,
let's talk about it. Exactly right. And we're doing that today. Recovery Reinvented, the event is next week. Again, the whole platform online, recoveryreinvented.com. More coming up after this.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I promised Working Man Blues, didn't I? What am I doing?
Really?
Yeah. I promised Working Man Blues.
What in the world?
It was on shuffle.
That wasn't no Merle Haggard.
Getting by. Nine kids and a wife.
Damn shuffle button.
I've been working, man.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team. Go to work every day. Running great products at a great price with that 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I always encourage folks to get Mike's book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. $7.95. Buy 10 of them. Give them to anybody in your circle, family, friends, and talk about a story of recovery. Wow. From crack addict to CEO, that about says it all. 19 near-death experiences. Add 20 at the Cyber Symposium in Sioux Falls. Number 20. Been through a lot. And talk about someone that is a story of inspiration. No matter what addiction you have, no matter what cross you have to bear, you can get through it. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get a great deal on that and so much more. Great deal right now on the standard pillow, $19.98. Incredible deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Back with Catherine Helgesbergen. We're talking about next week's Recovery Reinvented event. Before the break, you're starting to tell us a little bit about your story and what led you to be an ambassador for recovery, an ambassador for ending the stigma. Tell us a little bit more about that, Catherine, how you decided to come out and tell your story and encourage others to do the same.
Sure, Scott. Well, when I became First Lady, I was thinking about, you know, what would I want to focus my time on? You know, how could I maybe help people? And I, you know, the opioid crisis was just roaring out of control. And, it still is it's a bigger issue even now after the pandemic. But, you know, back then I was like, okay, I might just need to step up to the plate and start telling my story. And the other reason why I decided to talk about it is I have this great mentor named William Moyers, who's with Hazel and Betty Ford. And I'd heard him speak a couple months before I told my story. And he said, you know, it's cheap, it's fast, it's easy, and it's simple. And the best way to eliminate stigma is to just talk about it, tell your stories. So that was very moving for me. And he challenged, you know, three people to tell their story. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess maybe that one of those people is me. So I just 5 minutes before a newspaper interview told my husband I was going to talk about my recovery. And he was, you know, pretty shocked by that. He's like, well, maybe you could have given me a little bit more notice on this. But super supportive, as he always is. And, you know, I walked through that door. And then over the next 4 years, I was able to, on a national level, I met with so many people that were, you know, at the White House. I was involved in the meetings. I was at the table, you know, really feeling like I could contribute and help make a difference. And you know, that opened so many more doors and help us to think about initiatives in North Dakota and especially around how could we eliminate stigma. And so it's, you know, I'm so grateful that I did step through that door because every day I get to do something that I'm so passionate about. And mostly I just really want to help people that struggle with behavioral health issues, including, you know, mental health and the disease of addiction.
Somebody earlier, when we were talking about shout outs for different folks, called in about first responders and the things they see and asked us specifically to pass on to you that they deserve some extra special care. Because many of them, because of what they see and the difficulty of that job, do end up in a challenging situation with an addiction. And so I wanted to pass that along to you. There are many people, because of their job, that are prone to, finding a release somewhere or somehow, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they do deserve, you know, tons of recognition for the work they do, as well as, you know, so many other people on the front lines, you know, healthcare workers in this past year and, you know, people in our armed services, you know, so many people. And it's, it's hard for a lot of people to reach out and ask for help because of the impact it might have on their career. And so, you know, but more and more of those different industries and, in the medical field, lawyers, you know, first responders, more people are realizing that, you know, you cannot have barriers to people reaching out for help that might impact their careers. And so we have a couple people that are speaking about that at Recovery Reinvented, you know, doctors that you know, were turned in by other people because of their addiction and, you know, and how that impacted their career. And, you know, so I agree, you know, there's just a lot of people that, but the point of Recovery Reinvented is that we are going to share all kinds of resources and how people can get help. And hopefully just having the event and having the conversation will enable people to have the courage to reach out for help.
Tell us what we need to do to be part of next week's Recovery Reinvented. There it is, by the way, in person or online, right? So options here.
That's right. That's right. So you just need to go to recoveryreinvented.com. That's all one word. And register for the event. The event is free and open to the public. And it will be, so it'll be held online and in person. So you can live stream it or be with us in person at the Bismarck Event Center on Monday, October 25th. That's just this coming Monday. It'll be from 9:30 to 5. But we do need people to register so that we can plan accordingly for, you know, lunch and coffee and also to make sure we've got all the technical hoo-haws in place, you know, to make sure that everybody gets the live stream. And we can do this. We can offer this for free because of the generous sponsors that we have that are so supportive of us hosting this conference. But that's how people can. And then when you register, you can also give us some ideas for some awards you may want to give to people at the event. And so, and you can volunteer as well. So that is how you can be with us on Monday with the governor and I as we host this event.
It'll be in Bismarck, but if you can't be there, you can be part of Recovery Reinvented online, and the speaker lineup, pretty amazing. And the inspiration that'll be there, the conversation that happens as a result of this changes lives. So go to recoveryreinvented.com, click right at the beginning, right in the front of the website. You'll see register here, and then all the details about next week's event is happening right there. Anything else you want to tell us, Catherine, before we let you go today about Recovery Reinvented?
Well, I just, again, encourage everyone to join us, you know, especially businesses, because we're going to be talking about building recovery-supportive workplaces. If CEOs and founders can't be there, send somebody from your team, because it's 25 million people struggle with the disease of addiction, and 70% of them are employed full-time. So it's affecting your business, whether you can see it or not. And then I also just want to thank you, Scott, for all your support and for, you know, every year helping us get the word out about how important this conference is. We're just so grateful. The governor and I are so grateful to you for your support.
Well, it's a great cause. It really is. And I really encourage people to be part of this effort and also just lean into this and ending the stigma. I said earlier there was a statistic that one in four of us have some sort of diagnosable mental health, behavioral health issue. In other words, you know, seeing a professional for it, taking some kind of medication for it. So this is everywhere. And the more it comes out of the shadows, the more people it helps, the more people back into the workforce and have that opportunity of recovery. Thank you for what you do, Catherine Helgesbergham, First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Recovery Invented, recoveryreinvented.com. Find out more.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the Carlton Nature Reserve in Northport, Florida. FBI Tampa lead investigator Michael McPherson.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
The coroner has yet to make an official announcement on the remains. A series of Pacific storms directed at the West Coast this week will potentially bring as much as a foot of rainfall and up to 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains through the weekend. Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced that La Nina conditions had developed in the Pacific Ocean and are expected to bring extra moisture through winter and into early spring. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you seen the Spinners in concert before?
I have not.
I have.
Oh, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, the prop for the Rubber Band Man is pretty, it just stays with you forever.
There you go.
Those guys, that's talent, I'm telling you right there.
Working songs today.
Yes, working songs today. Shout out to the workforce of America in the Northern Plains. Working in a coal mine. The Devo version is the best, said one. Shout out to all water departments in rural water. Let's see here. We also have priests and clergy. Shout out. Thankless job. They give up a lot. Daycare providers so everyone else can go to work. I love it. Thank you very much. Todd Benzman going to join us in a moment. One of our favorite watchdogs on the border about a new twist in the enforcement that's happening at the border. I want you to hear that. On the program today, Todd is the Senior National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, so stay tuned for that in just a moment. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. That's right. Here's something you might not know, but you should know. The oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. Oil, natural gas, every corner. How? Well, every bit of oil and gas activity generates a lot of money to pay for schools, roads, bridges, water projects, everywhere else. Every corner of North Dakota. Find out more about this at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Todd Benzman, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Doing quite well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How bad is it? You've watched this for a long time, but under Team Biden, it's hard to get our minds around this. It seems like it's so bad that most of the media doesn't cover it because they know it reflects badly on the Biden administration. But put it into words for us.
Well, the number of apprehensions are the worst in recorded American history. Going back to, I think we've been tracking apprehensions and encounters in different ways for about 80 years or something. And we just hit 1.7 million apprehensions for the fiscal year of 2021. And that reflects not every illegal immigrant who got in, because we probably have somewhere on the order of 50,000 a month that get through without being apprehended. Probably far greater than that, but those are the numbers that get reported to CBP from footprints in the sand and cameras and game cameras and things like that. So, you know, we have a real, I guess, I think the Biden administration calls it a serious situation or something like that. It kind of understated. I call it a full-blown crisis of epic historic proportions. But, you know, I'm not running for office.
Well, you're someone that spent a good chunk of your career chronicling the situation and this problem. So I take your description a little more seriously than I do the Biden administration spoke of this. What do we do about this? Obviously, not enough is being done because it keeps happening. And you raise the point of the getaways, those that have evaded capture. I've been to the border. You've been there. You see it day in and day out. You know that really the standard operating procedure is, okay, I cross the border and I just turn myself into somebody and I'm going to get a voucher pack and I'm going to get a plane ticket and I'm going to be able to go where I want to go. So if you're a getaway, if you're evading that, seems to me they're the worst of the worst.
Well, that's right. The main problem here boils down to one thing. The whole crisis boils down to one thing mainly, which is the administration's decision to allow family units, family groups, and unaccompanied children free pass into the country for illegal entry. Once they started doing that, the rush was on. It was like a gold rush. Hundreds of thousands from around the world headed this way to take advantage of that very unique and very unusual offer. No government has ever allowed anything like that before, and so that's mostly who you're seeing. The problem is that that draws Border Patrol resources from all the surrounding area to process them and do the paperwork, which leaves the rest of the border wide open to these runaways, to these getaways, runners and getaways, who are by and large going to be adult men and women. Some portion of them are definitely going to be criminals and traffickers and working for the Mexican cartel. A whole bunch of other ones are just going to, because they're still being targeted for expulsion. Single adults are being targeted for expulsion, instant expulsion back to the Mexican side for the pandemic. So they're running from that. And they're also probably running because they've got something to hide. So that's happening on the sides of, on the left and on the right of the big processing, field processing that's going on the Texas riverbank. And the Texas Department of Public Safety has stepped in to fill the breach because they're just desperate. The numbers that are just, you know, pouring over, runners, and the inherent criminality of those runners is just, you know, too much to allow if you're a state policing agency or the governor of a state where this is happening. So they have implemented some really innovative, they've been forced to implement like crazy innovative things that nobody's ever tried before. And the most recent one I broke a story on yesterday at CIS.org is that they have empowered the National Guard soldiers for the first time in U.S. history with arrest authority and training to arrest illegal immigrants on trespassing charges. And that is just getting going. That's that program of allowing National Guard to, you know, Phil, that's how desperate they are for just manpower to fill the gaps on the line.
I wonder if we can set our watch probably to the Biden administration somehow trying to shut this down and going to court to suggest they don't have the authority to do this. But God bless them.
Yes.
This is the best news we've heard in a long time at the border that finally, you know, the and there's National Guard from many states that are down there, including, by the way, North Dakota, South Dakota, northern border states that have said, we realize this problem is a problem for every state in the union. So, and Texas, of course, has been on the front line of this, seeing this happen. And, you know, I imagine this is going to be challenged. Their authority is going to be challenged,
oh, yeah.
But I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't know if the things that Texas is trying is going to work. It's going to take a while to tell whether it's, but there are some early indications that it's deterring illegal immigration just on the other side, because it's like, well, who are these guys in cowboy hats and military garb arresting us and putting us in jail? And, you know, we're getting these criminal charges. And so it remains to be seen just how deterring that's going to be. But it's just a sign of just how desperate. I mean, Texas is feels all alone to confront a problem of mass migration that is literally caused by this allowing of family units in like this.
Right. And, of course, they're providing cover for the bad actors, right, Todd?
Yeah, well, of course. You know, I mean, every bad actor, you know, from here to Tijuana is looking at this saying, wow, it's wide open. Let's take advantage. And, you know, they have scouts and spotters on their side who are reporting open gates everywhere, except that for where you can find National Guard and Texas DPS holding the line. And there's just so many of them. They've got about 1,000 DPS troopers down there and agents down there, which is better than none.
This is new news, and it's good news. Texas taking matters into their own hand and arresting individuals. How do they decide who to arrest? And where are they doing it?
Well, right now, it's on a small scale. They're bringing in about 500 National Guard soldiers per week right now for the next 5 weeks. They're going to be training them, giving them 40 hours of Fourth Amendment and use of deadly force training, and they're going to put them along a state fence that is being rapidly built by the state of Texas with barbed wire along the riverbank in Val Verde and Starr counties and in a few other places. And anybody who comes over that fence is obviously willfully trespassing, so they're targeting adult males who cross the fence line for trespassing charges, those being, you know, ostensibly the higher risk categories of immigrants. And these are misdemeanor charges. They're, you know, not a big deal, but they are finding felony charges also on some people. In Val Verde County, I talked to the local DA, and they said they had about 35 in custody that DPS arrested on felony charges, which is it's something. So we'll see, as the fence expands, whether this deployment and the use of National Guard to arrest people will have this effect of making them go around to somewhere else.
By the way, what would a felony charge be for? Are they catching them with drugs or human smuggling, or what would be the trigger for a felony charge?
Yeah, it could be evasion, for example. Evasion by foot would be, a third-degree felony. It could be smuggling if they came over with three or four other people and investigation determined that this was a guide who was bringing them through. That would be a felony. And if they're doing destruction of property, like if they cut through the fence or break the fence, that's going to be a more serious charge. They'll get them with, I forget the charge on that, but that could be a felony. They are picking them up.
Todd has written the book, America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. Ban at the Border. More of our questions or comments for him and yours too. 258-0550 or text us a note. Question 701-237-1590. We'll do this when we continue. Breaking news, though. State Texas National Guard arresting folks at the border.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Fall is here. That means get ready for winter. Schwann Buick GMC is a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty free. Right now, save thousands of interest with some of the lowest finance rates available, too. Payments to fit every budget. And they just might buy your vehicle outright. They give you the most for your trade-in. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
She works hard for the money, right? Donna Summer.
By request, right?
Yeah, there you go. Salute to the Northern Plains workforce today, folks that are working. Gosh, we've had a fun day today. Texture says, how about a shout-out to the weekend warriors who put forth the time to document their project so that other less-inclined folks like me can hop on YouTube and learn how to do it.
Thank you. Shout-out right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Once a week, I'm on YouTube figuring out how to do something.
Yeah. Texture says, I'd like to give a shout-out to Brent Sanford. I was working in the Watford area 2011-2012 during the peak of the boom. It was mass chaos. I don't think anybody could have done a job, better job of managing it all better than Brent Sanford did, now our lieutenant governor, says a listener in Bismarck. All right, thank you. Shout out to foster care homes who take in and provide a nurturing environment to someone else's kids because the parents abused or neglected them. Parents need to love and talk with their kids more, do things with them, and interact with them. You can't, you're never going to regret time spent with your kids. Ever. It's a good point. You know, when they lower you into the grave, nobody's going to go, gosh, I wish I had taken another meeting. Dang, why didn't I spend another day on the road, right? Exactly right. Okay, back with Todd Benzman, author of a book about this, someone that's spent a good deal of his career warning us about it. America's Covert Border War is the book. Also, broke some news this week. In a first in the United States ever, Texas National Guard soldiers are arresting illegal migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border now. And this is underway, trying to single out the worst of the worst, those that mean to do us harm coming across that border. Todd's a senior national security fellow at the Center of the Center for Immigration Studies. Text comment here. I blame every border governor that has let this border crisis happen. Every governor does not need the federal government's permission to protect their borders from foreign or domestic threats. The border governors are just not willing to do their jobs. Obviously, Texas doing it a little differently, but what about that point that border governors could do more, Todd? Do you agree with that?
I do. I don't see Arizona really doing much or New Mexico, and certainly not California. And I don't think California would ever be expected to because they've got a Democratic governor that likes open borders. But there is one thing to keep in mind about this is that Texas really, because of its geography and the length of its border, is the center of gravity for the mass migration crisis. This is mainly where the vast majority of the 1.7 million have been apprehended, that they're coming in, especially the Rio Grande Valley section of the border here in Texas. I'm in Austin. California, by contrast, has a lot of walling from past years when there was more bipartisan support for walling. And what we know is that mass migration follows open gaps where there is no walling, and also tries to avoid, you know, vast desert regions. The family units that are coming in just have to turn themselves in. You know, they just don't need to go that far. So it turns it out to be mainly Texas. And there's a hot spot in Yuma, Arizona right now, where they're having about 20,000 a month come through there as well. So there may not be as great a need for those border states to put troopers and state police on their borders, but they could certainly lend them to Texas, which has happily taken state police from Florida, for example, and from some other inland red states in the interior.
Really, though, this is a problem for every state in the union, isn't it? I mean, I talked recently with a couple of guys that have been on the front line for a long time, CBP guy under Trump, Mark Morgan, ICE head Tom Holman, and they say, look, the resources that are being peeled off to the southern border open up the northern border where most of the drugs come through. So, you know, southern border states, northern border states, doesn't matter where you are. This is a problem for every state in the union, isn't it?
Absolutely. Border security is national security, as they say. That's not just a cliche. It's actually true. What happens in Texas, what affects Texas, affects the entire country. Drug traffickers are bringing dope in here straight to Chicago, for example, for distribution in the Midwest. This is just not something that affects Texas. And cities and school districts across the entire country should already be feeling the impact of, you know, expanded numbers of students who don't speak any English. Yeah. And a need for portable classrooms and all of a sudden there's a shortage of ESL, English as a second language instructors. And
that's, we've seen that's this before. Great. Yeah, and this is all multiplying. You're exactly right. Todd, thanks for sounding the alarm. Thanks for a little bit of good news in this, that Texas is going to start doing arrests. Appreciate your work on this. We'll stay in touch. Okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Out of time for today, my friends. How about some home cooking? PetroServe USA Today, meatloaf dinner, spaghetti and meatballs, Salisbury steak on MP Avenue, pulled pork in Valley City. Oh! Home cooking. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murak with Pipefers Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Kenmare, Turtle Lake, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota, Kibor and Worthing, South Dakota, and Pipefers Quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auctions and regional auctions. Pipefers' upcoming auctions feature grain trucks and trailers, John Deere four-wheel drive and R-Series tractors, harvest equipment and hay equipment featuring a 2018 McDonough 1170 Swather. Full inventory details and online bidding is available at pipefers.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.